On December 9th, 2022, the Federal Trade Commission has required all businesses to upgrade their security policies. So they have to make security plans and security assessments, and they need to report to the board of directors of their respective companies. And the reason the Federal Trade Commission is pushing businesses to take cybersecurity seriously is because there's a new data breach literally every day, multiple of them. If you go to the Texas Attorney General's website, Ken Paxton is the current Attorney General of Texas, you can find a list of data security breaches, and it lists all these companies that are being breached. So I'll take the first one on my list here. This was on January 27th. Today's the 30th. It's 3 days ago. Commute Air LLC. It's actually from Ohio, but it's affected 494 Texans. Their name, address, social security number, and other information has been leaked. That's 494 people that now their data is out there floating around. And if they're not cyber savvy, they're going to have to lock their credit scores and, you know, credit reports and etc. so that no one can open new credit on their accounts. That's not good. It's not good for folks who are not tech savvy, because now they're stressed out that they have to deal with this, or they'll find out later that their identity has been stolen, and it can be a very expensive and headache process for them. It's not good. The other one on this list is Matco Tools. Name of individual, social security number, driver's license information, financial information, credit card and debit card number. 1,635 Texans. Now, the Texas Attorney General is really focused on Texans being affected. And cybersecurity up until this point wasn't a big deal. It was, what are they going to do with it? Everybody's information has been leaked on one of the credit bureaus. What was that? Equifax leaked information when there was a data breach. Actually, I think even Experian has. There's been breaches that have basically leaked out every American everywhere. Some form or fashion, there has been a breach and you've been involved in it. So some people's attitudes have been, well, what? Why does that even matter? It matters because all these breaches, when brought together, can make a pretty powerful database that can mess up people's lives. And not just their financial lives, which is what they care about, but if a foreign power wanted to cause havoc on the United States, all they would have to do is make all of our credit card transactions and everything mess up all on the same day. Think of how many days the United States could survive without us being able to buy or sell and having everything messed up. Power, everything. Can you even imagine that? It would just be chaos. It's chaos when we have a storm and people start looting stores because there's no law and order anymore. It'd be chaos on a digital front because everything we do is digital. So it's important that we take these things seriously. And 3 days ago, a bunch of places were hacked. Members Trust of Southwest Federal Credit Union. PayPal Inc. Oh, 3,323 people. Name of individual, social security number, and other information. That was on January 20th of this year, 2023. So as you can see, big companies, small companies, Indianapolis Housing Agency, that affected 781 Texans. TrueConnect, Everest Global Services, West Oaks Eye Care, Knox College, Live Oak Surgery Center in Plano, Texas, 3,752 Texans affected. Name of individual, social security number, driver's license, financial information, credit and debit cards, medical information, health insurance. One World Bank, 926 Texans affected. That's in Dallas, Texas. Apex Clearing Corporation, City Enterprises, the Dallas County. Name, individual, social security number, 2,003 Texans affected. And if I were to sort this list by the most Texans affected, I'm going to tell you that that number is, what is that? The Texas Department of Insurance, TDI. Name of individual, address, social security number, medical information. Elephant Insurance Services, a subsidiary of Apparent Insurance, Baptist Medical Center, Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center, 1.1 million, name of individual, address, social security number, driver's license, government issued ID. Okay, now we're getting to government stuff. Passport, state ID, medical information, health insurance information. Christus, I can't even pronounce this, Sofin Health Systems Corporation, 700,000. Oak Bend Medical Center, 497,000. Might as well make that 500,000, pretty close to that. Lakeview Loan Servicing, Nelnet. So if you have a student loan, guess what? 192,000. U-Haul. If you've used U-Haul, 187,000. Texans affected. So the point of my podcast, it's a little more serious than my other podcasts, is that cybersecurity is important. And I can't explain to everyone how this information could be used, but it could be used in not so good ways. It's, you know, something very simple. But all this information is floating around, and businesses are collecting more information than they really need. All of us want to know more. I understand. We want to know where our customers are coming from. We want to market to them. We want to influence their buying behavior. But really, we don't need to know all that. It's good to study it and bring that information in to understand how things work. But at the same time, we just need to have good running businesses. If we have good running businesses, people will talk about us. They'll have good word of mouth. We need to be out in the community and helping. And there should be more information about businesses out there than there is about gathering customer information so it's not breached. It's got to be more secure. And the other thing is, social security numbers were never meant to be a password. They were meant to be a unique identifier for every American. But they were never meant to be a secret. Businesses took those numbers because they said, we need to figure out how to identify everybody, and you only have one social security number. Now we have this problem because we use it to open accounts and different things. It needs to be a useless number, really, other than, hey, that's you. But it needs to be, other than that, useless. And unfortunately, everything is useful for crime. It's unfortunate. We need to figure out how to encrypt our information better. We need a way of identifying people, and I'm not saying Mark of the Beast, some chip in everyone. I can see why people would go that direction eventually, because they'd say, well, there's no way to, how do we tell it's you? People forget things, they want to be other things that are not. How do you identify a person uniquely once? And it's a hard thing, unless you're attached to some account where most people, unfortunately, are not so cyber savvy, and I guess it makes sense that they're not, because this technology has only been out for so long. It's relatively new. So it's hard to expect everyone to know what this is. It's new. But we're going to have to do something. And I think it's really important that companies protect the information they've got, they get rid of information they don't need, and we start, as a government, they need to create a new way of identifying people, and so do businesses need to adopt a new way of identifying people that doesn't involve collecting so much unnecessary information about us. And businesses need to focus on being the best that they can be internally, so they don't need to spy on everyone and influence their buying behaviors. We don't really need that. We need businesses that take care of their internal operations so that we can talk good about them. Word of mouth. Say, hey, this is a good business. Here's their website. It's good to be digital, but the word of mouth is the most powerful thing, and it's always existed. And businesses right now are, some of them are too focused on making money, and they don't really care about how their operation runs. It's very inefficient, very sloppy. And all of us who work somewhere, all of us who own something, have a responsibility to care, and that's really important. So I encourage you that if you work somewhere, go above and beyond your role. Try to make your place run as well as you can. And it's not just about complaining about things. It's about taking actions that you can take to do the best you can. Care about stuff.